It is the annual fundraiser, the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction. You've brought some gorgeous sunflowers in here, which is a part of that season. When you see the sunflowers come up, you realize, oh, time again for the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction. It is this Friday, that's September 15th, at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center in Springfield. That's up there on Limestone Street. You can find out more at TecumsehLandTrust.org. Find out how to attend this event and also do some great, great work. Let's first remind our listeners, if maybe they're new to the show, what it is that the Tecumseh Land Trust does.
Well, we are a nonprofit organization that was founded in Yellow Springs and works now with primarily Clark and Greene counties, although we will also work with the counties that touch those if they need us to help out in some way. Once we get all the projects that we have awards for all lined up, we will have permanent conservation easements on over 30,000 acres.
Wonderful.
And that's all because there's landowners who realize what they have. They have got precious natural resources in their land, heritage views, prime soil, water resources. We've got a huge swath of the headwaters of the Little Miami that are protected permanently. And it only happens because landowners want to do that and get in touch with us. And they then are able to, with their rights as a landowner, kind of tie up some of the rights for future landowners. They basically restrict the amount that the land can get subdivided, the amount that can be paved over.
Yeah, so important.
Big leeway, though. A lot of different opportunities in terms of farming for that owner and for future owners. So we really try to make them as flexible as we can in terms of, you know, if you're going to change from corn to trees, you're going to need different equipment. You're going to need different facilities on the farm, you know. So we don't know what agriculture will look like in the future, but we do know that we have got more than our share of prime soil and water resources.
The aquifer that we're on here in this area of the country is pretty magnificent.
It's the best. It's the best. And,
remarkable.
You know, you travel the country, you travel the world, and, you know, people are just desperate for water. So, I mean, that makes us the more land that we can preserve that's available for agriculture in the future, and also just as a healthy natural buffer for our rivers and streams, the better off we're going to be in terms of having great clean water and being able to produce the food that we need.
The Tecumseh Land Trust is about looking into the future, looking forward, and recognizing that what we have now is a richness and a fullness, and that we would like to make sure that that's here for the generations that are yet to come. So I just really appreciate the whole mission of the Tecumseh Land Trust. And it got started from the Whitehall Farms, is that right?
Well, it got started in 1990.
Okay.
A group of people in Yellow Springs realized there was about to be a land transaction that they were concerned about. They felt like there was a village commitment to protect some green space, and they felt like the village wasn't kind of living up to it. And so they researched, what can private citizens do? And they discovered this land trust model. There's about 1,700 land trusts all over the country now. Hmm. And we work in partnership with both landowners and government. We do not mean to conflict with government plans for development where development makes sense. But we do want to work with government that plans for land use carefully. They can save themselves and us taxpayers a lot of money if they're real smart about where they put things in the future. Especially sprawling residential development out into green fields, a lot of times the people leapfrog the existing housing, and you have to take sewer and water and all those expensive human services, you know, all over your whole county. So we've had great, you know, relationships with local government, and the landowners are just so enjoyable. Such a variety of people. You know, people who bought their land last week and they just want, they love it already and they want to make sure that it is never becomes a strip mall. And then there's other people who they're, you know, sometimes their families have had that land for 200 years.
Wow.
It was gifted after the Revolutionary War to
wow.
a number of the people that we work with. And so, you know, the history of it, the heritage views that we get to preserve. We got a Ohio Association of Landscapers Award a few years ago, and it was just so great because that scale of landscape is really something that benefits the public, along with the prime soils being available, the water resources being available. It's something that makes people want to live around here.
Yeah.
You know?
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's for real. Like that you mm-hmm. have this kind of attention to environment beyond just your yard, but that the general place that you live and work and are going to raise your family and interact with your neighbors actually has a notion of wholeness and fullness.
And speaking of yards, by the way, it's okay to zero in on your yard too. And we have got opportunities for you. We've got our pollinator photo contest going on. So lots of people like to take pictures in the new hearts on Whitehall Farm on their sunflower field.
Beautiful.
And by the way, yeah, that 940-acre farm went to auction in 99. That was definitely where we got known.
Yeah.
The land trust and the village and the Newharts were able to preserve that whole thing. So it's amazing. And they just very kindly let people come and visit their sunflower field and take pictures. So we started a contest a few years back and have so enjoyed, you know, being able to share those images. We give the artists, you know, credit for what they did. It's been wonderful. And we sort of broadened it to pollinators with partly that backyard theme. That you don't have to have 10 acres of sunflowers to get a beautiful picture or to attract a butterfly. You can have milkweed plants in your own yard. And there are more and more people who are planting for pollinators, especially those little wet areas in their yards mm-hmm. a lot of times that they kind of don't know what to do with. But there's native plants that just love it there. And I saw a beautiful picture of a monarch caterpillar today on milkweed from right here in Yellow Springs.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
One of our local naturalists. So I hope she enters into the contest because mm-hmm. we like to capture the critters as well as the beautiful flowers that attract them.
Ball of wax. We're in studio with the executive director of the Tecumseh Land Trust. You can find out more at tecumsehlandtrust.org or just take yourself to Springfield this Friday evening, the annual 13th annual, by the way. Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction gets underway. There's a silent auction, there's a live auction, and there's food, and there's beverage, and there's good folk who believe in investing in the future of the land and land resources here in our Miami Valley. Tell me about some of the things that the people will see for silent and live auction when they go to the Tecumseh Land Trust auction this Friday.
Well, one of my favorite live items that's new is a farm-to-table Antioch meal at the home of the Antioch president, Tom Manley.
Tom Manley.
And the lovely Susan Hashem, who is also the, I believe, vice president for advancement
yes.
here at Antioch.
Yes.
And the chef, Patty Nally, and Isaac Delamatra, who is the food service director.
Love him.
Are working with Kat Kristen and the farm team to literally, you know, get the food prepared. It's going to be kind of a short window to try to get that meal time because they want to feature their fall abundance.
Uh-huh.
And it is a beautiful farm for anybody that hasn't gotten a chance to visit it. It's an amazing thing they're doing. I got to eat lunch in the Antioch cafeteria with Isaac and Suzanne to plan the meal, and it was unbelievable. Some kind of lamb meatballs and tzatziki sauce. And I mean, not the kind of thing I ate when I was in college, let me say.
The whole farm to table aspect, there's none of this is hitting a semi truck. None of this is on a container across the ocean. This is all grown here, nourished here, harvested here. And you know what they say about like honey, that if you eat honey from local pollinator bees, the allergies, your allergies lessen. There's just one little insight into the notion of the fact that when you eat things that are grown where you live, there's a like sort of unexpected magnifying healthfulness in that. So what a lovely opportunity. Yeah. How many people can enjoy this farm-to-table dinner?
Six people. And they get to, of course, enjoy the company of Tom and Suzanne, mm-hmm. and a little bit of a spiel from Isaac and Patty as well, you know, telling kind of where the food came from. It's an 8-course meal.
And what?
It turns out that...
Is that like a 2-day event?
It turns out that Tom really is knowledgeable about wines and is looking forward to doing some interesting pairings with the various courses.
Wonderful.
And the meal will end with chocolate.
You can bid on this item at the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction this Friday evening. The doors open at 6 o'clock, and I think right away you can begin bidding, correct, on the items?
We would be glad to take pre-bids at the office. Absolutely. 767-9490. Yeah, so let us know. And if you want somebody to be at the auction to carry on for you, we certainly can accommodate that.
You can have emissaries.
You could.
Wow. And
people might not even know who got a prize like that, you know? It's amazing.
Toward preserving our beautiful, beautiful environment, the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction this Friday night. Anything else? I mean, there are many things to bid on. What else stands out to you?
Well, we've got a home tour that features landscape art in a beautiful home in Yellow Springs with a lovely pollinator meadow right next door. It's so nice. We've got, this one I really like especially much. There is a local artisan that made a set of horseshoes for George H.W. Bush. And in order to perfect his technique on this beautiful wooden encased set of horseshoes, he made a prototype. That prototype is the only other set exactly like that in the world. And it is going to be for sale in our auction. So whether or not you're a fan of George H.W. Bush, I time also changes people's opinions sometimes.
Doesn't it?
But I've got some good memories of that time. And
sure.
By golly, I love to play horseshoes, you know? So beautiful, beautiful wooden
case. Wow, interesting.
It's a lot of fun. So we got some really good wines and chocolates and a quilt and one of those barrister bookcases with the glass.
Those are
beautiful wooden dining table.
Fabulous.
And a bunch of that stuff is silent auction too. So it's both live and silent. We've got a lot of really wonderful things. And the Meadowlark dinner, let me mention also, is still one of the items that's featured, which is just very
And how
lovely.
Many people get to eat at the Meadowlark?
I think it's 8, but yeah. I would not swear to that. But that is, I believe, still
just another example of how many people come together in the spirit of this preservation. And remind our listeners, when they come to the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction, 13th annual this Friday in Springfield at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center there, remind people a couple of ways that money that is involved in going to the Land Trust will sort of itself.
It'll make changes in the it'll keep the beautiful natural landscape and agricultural heritage views in place. Essentially, costs us about $100 to do what we do to assist landowners to complete conservation easements, and that includes applying for grants that compensate them for, you know, part of the value basically that they are tying up in that property, which is nice. Or you can also get a tax deduction for doing that because, in essence, that landowner is giving a nonprofit organization the responsibility to watch over the land, but that also means that the public benefit is permanent. And administrations
Wonderful.
Come and go, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very important, I think, to be active in government, to vote, but also you need to have sometimes private sector organizations that are dedicated to important causes, conservation being one of them, that you need to make sure to have that constant vigilance about, because as you said, it's for the future. It's not a short-term thing. It's for the next generation, the next one after that, and on and on.
I look into my children's eyes and I can see far, far distant. And it's greatly satisfying to think that we can do things now.
It really is. We're doing some great stuff with kids right now, too. That we've got this Operation Bluebird with the Yellow Springs School.
What is that, Krista McGaw?
Oh, my Lord. It's so wonderful. On one of our preserved properties that is south of Yellow Springs, the kids in the seventh grade science classes, 67 of them, built bird boxes.
For bluebirds?
For bluebirds.
I haven't seen a bluebird in a long, long time. Seems like they need houses.
We saw some because they put them up on a bluebird trail on a preserve property. They became citizen scientists who reported what they found in looking very carefully into the nest boxes to make sure to not disturb the mama. Especially, you know, or hurt the babies in any way. Some of those boxes had three sets of nests in them, which was a total shock to me. I had no idea.
So they're more communal than we realize.
It's like, okay, next batch, we got it ready for you. So we're going to do that again next year. And then we had our big auction of that Jacoby Creek property back in March and got some very conservation-minded buyers lined up for that. So we were very successful with that. And again, thanks to those donations that people sent us to help us do that. Because we were able to say to those winning bidders, if you want to preserve the land, we can help you to do it. And we're ready to do that. You know, so it's that support makes everything that we do possible.
So it is a good time, even if you just forget about the awesome, wonderful sort of ripples that go out from your attendance and your financial participation in this event. It's a good time. There's music, there's food, there's beverage, and there's this opportunity to contribute to the future and to the environmental security of this neck of the woods, our Miami Valley. And you can do that and have a fun night out at the Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction. This is the 13th annual, and it is this Friday night. That's September 15th at the Hollenbeck Bailey Creative Arts and Conference Center in Springfield. You can look at TecumsehLandTrust.org, which is telling. It's .org. It's not .com.
Correct.
This is not for a profit.
Correct.
It's not for a profit.
It is not. It's a really wonderful place to work, though.
It's
fantastic. And I just want to mention, we need volunteers. So we really love to hear from volunteers. We're probably towards the end of the month going to have another volunteer training. So anytime anybody's interested, if they would call, leave their number, you know, we'll make sure to get together with them soon and talk about some of the opportunities that we've got coming up. I mean, it's such a variety of things, you know, certainly help with events, but also we really need more walks, more educational opportunities to get people involved. And a lot of times the logistics are pretty simple, but we just need, you know, an extra person or two who can kind of host the event, help publicize it, post on Facebook and that kind of stuff. And
takes a village to raise a land trust.
It absolutely does. It really does. And we've got to replace ourselves, you know, as time goes on.
Right.
Yeah, it's forever is a long time.
Forever is a while. The Tecumseh Land Trust Harvest Auction this Friday night. It is with your ticket purchase. After that, it's free food, free eats, free entertainment, and an opportunity to get something pretty cool in the live or the silent auction. And just having had a great time and commune with people that are interested in the investment in the future. We've got a couple of pairs of tickets to give away.
We do.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Very generous of you. And TecumsehLandTrust.org, or you said
767-9490.
That's local here, Yellow Springs, 767-9490. A way to connect. You can volunteer there. You can find more about this event and make yourself a part of the solution.
And absolutely, we love to hear from people. If, you know, a for sale sign goes up next door and they just wonder what, you know, I wonder if there's some suggestions I could make or some way I could help. Or they just hear from a relative or a neighbor that they're they think they need to sell. They're just not sure what they want to do. It just helps if you know, we would love to talk to people about, well, you know, there's limitations in what you can do. But meanwhile, a lot of times it's just lack of information that kind of leads people to decide the only thing to do is take this land to auction, you know, or the only thing is to you know, go on the open market without having thought maybe that there could have been an option to put a conservation easement on that property before going ahead and doing that.
It's just about looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
Indeed.
We're going to look ahead to Friday and find out more. I hope you will. Point your browser to TecumsehLandTrust.org, or you can give a call, 767-9490. We'll take callers 9 and 10 at the WISO number, 769-1998. That's 769-1998. Callers 9 and 10 will get a pair of tickets to this Friday's goings-on up in Springfield for maybe one of the best causes ever. There's a lot of good causes, and this one is particularly good.
There are, and we really appreciate all the help we get from people because there are so many causes, but it's a great community that comes together in a really fun night.
Fun night. Call us, 769-1998, callers 9 and 10. Kristen McGaugh, Executive Director of the Tecumseh Land Trust, thank you for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
And thanks for everything you do.
Thanks.
Yeah.